A new arts leader reminds us why art matters. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, how housing challenges have influenced an artist's work.
What is a home and transitional homelessness and going from place to place to place to place and always having new cabinets and new doors.
But first, Connie Bonfi became the first director of the Wichita Arts Council in May. She brings years of experience in arts management and education, as well as in grant writing and fundraising. Daniel Caudill spoke with Bonfi about recent arts funding challenges, the council's role in the community, and how she ended up in the job.
Well, I am not originally from Wichita, but I did move here 20 years ago to just take advantage of what was happening in Wichita, primarily because of the arts. I could see things were changing, and it was exciting, and it drew me here. I have worked primarily in three different locations in Cali County, around the Arc City location, and in Salina, and also in New Mexico, Santa Fe. So I've had a great career. It's been varied. And I've worked both in higher education and in arts management.
Right now, I know the Arts Council is facing some challenges on the government funding side of things. I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about, in your view, why you think government bodies should be helping to support the arts.
It takes multiple funding streams to support nonprofits, often a lot of creativity. And I think that as well as being an investment that is worth intrinsically really benefiting us, you know, we can all talk about that because it touches something very much about being human. But as a more strategic way of thinking, the arts are, as I said, big business. They prove to have extraordinary return on investment.
Last time we spoke about this, you had told me that the county's portion of your budget was about less than 10% of your overall budget, but you have a plan to make it an even smaller portion of the budget. Is that right? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
We've got a strategic plan. We call it the Big Ideas. We believe that that will end up growing our budget quite quickly and over the next few years to about $300,000 to $400,000. How that'll happen is a combination of funding streams, just like I've mentioned. But it's also about explaining the pillars that we want to make sure this community knows why the arts matter and how we can significantly invest back in the community.
Beyond just the funding piece for the Wichita Arts Council, what do you envision as the role of the council in the community?
The Arts Council Board has been an amazing board. They're working on advocacy. They're working on marketing. They're working on the arts awards. What I bring to the table is a way to organize all of that. The arts belong to everyone. It is a demonstration, making music, printing our hands on a cave wall like our forefathers did. I think we shouldn't ever forget that Wichita is an arts city. It's one of the magical things that that hits our visitors right away. It's charming, you know, so it's just fantastic place to be.
You can read more of Daniel's interview with Connie Bonfi at KMUW.org. What does home mean? It's a question that has influenced the art of Eula Von Vega, especially the periods of her life when her housing was constantly in flux. Torin Anderson talked with Vega for this month's Artworks.
Artist Eula Von Vega sits at a couch in her living room, mixing paint for a base coat of pink on a wood board with molding around the edge.
Some of the pieces are reclaimed doors and panels from houses.
The impermanence of her surroundings has a deep impact on Vega's painting.
But I think it also applies to my subject matter of, like, what is a home and transitional homelessness and going from place to place to place to place and always having new cabinets and new doors.
Vega explains the layers of her new work.
The piece itself is going to be an outline of one of the previous homes I've lived in and then layers of the rooms inside of it.
She takes me to the basement to show me a finished painting that's roughly 4 feet across and 2.5 feet tall.
This one's made on a door, and the outside trim is wallpaper. The piece itself has little blue squares on it, kind of like a grid paper. Yeah, and we have three different houses layered onto this one, and they're all translucent so you can see into each space at the same time.
Personal symbolism is embedded in the work.
With this one, we have a little sleeping deer in the corner, and to me that represents a sort of sense of safety. Toward the right, we have one that looks like it was shot and hung up on the wall.
The Oklahoma State bird is a repeated theme throughout Vega's work. She is ripping a brown paper bag to start drawing and cutting birds out of.
I am making a stencil of the sister-tailed flycatcher in flight, which to me represents a sense of hope that the next place is going to be better.
And this is the crux of Vega's subject matter.
I call it flight safety and how not to drown, and how to navigate the housing crisis without fully drowning and becoming homeless.
And the origins of this work come from a sort of practical darkness she observed.
And that came about when I was thinking about how someone I knew had stayed in an abusive situation and didn't leave their home to find a safer one. And so maybe for that person that was easier for them to navigate than the current housing market.
Vega grabs some spray paint and heads out the back door to put some more paint on her repurposed cabinet door that is now taking on colors of the sunset.
Now this one is a red, and I don't necessarily think that red is a sunset color, sunrise color, most of the time. But sometimes I like to throw in an extra unexpected color.
Despite the heavy thoughts, her paint streaks seem carefree and the colors are bright.
The clouds aren't necessarily realistic looking. And that's because I wanted to keep an element of play in there. And so I'll make shapes that maybe a child might make as a cloud. Just because I don't want the whole topic to be, like, so sad that you can't get past the fact that you can still have fun in these situations and enjoy parts of it.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
An exhibition of Yulafon Vega's work opens this evening at Art House 310. And one last thing. The city recently decided to spend $2 million to turn the vacant Wichita Central Library into an events venue. The building near Main and Douglas has been empty since 2018, when the Advanced Learning Library opened. A lot of ideas have been floated since then about what to do with it. Make it the new home of the Art Museum, relocate police operations there, or knock it down. But there have been no concrete proposals to redevelop the building, until now. Using tax money to create a business that will compete with private companies gives me pause. But maybe moving forward with a proposal to renovate the library will revive momentum on a comprehensive plan for the riverfront. And if that happens, it will be the best $2 million the city ever spent. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Goulet, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.